Howdy, friends. This is Bill Diamond, and here's Louise Anderson.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, as our announcer pointed out, Louise and I are going on an abbreviated tour of the fair, and we'd like to have you folks go along. If you are a state fair visitor, you may have missed some of these experiences. We're starting out in the Women and Children's Building, where there are some very nice displays, don't you think, Louise?
Yes, there are, Bill, and I think one of the people that could tell us the most about it is Miss D. Mayer. She's District Home Economic Supervisor for Northwest Iowa.
Well, let's call her in and ask her about the displays here. How about it, Miss Mayer?
That would be splendid.
What is in this building?
We have 18 county exhibits that have been brought here by the county women from over the state.
And what are they attempting to show?
They're attempting to show what our family living program has been during the past year.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I want to visit with Louise here about these exhibits. We've been around the building and looking some of them over. Which one attracted your attention, Louise?
Well, I hate to say which one attracted my attention the most, because they're all pretty good. There's one over there from Mahaska County. It's a backyard, and it says Plan for Pleasure, and it looks very inviting on a warm afternoon or morning.
Isn't that right? Wouldn't that be fun to get over there and sit down in that chair and under that cool shade tree?
It looks very cool, and they say that it's planned so that all the shrubs will not grow more than a certain height, so that it won't be too high someday.
You know, I'm surprised that this one from Washington County didn't take your eye, that kitchen layout.
Well, I was going to get to that one. I just hadn't gotten that far yet. It's a very nice exhibit, and I understand that those cabinets were actually built to specifications for someone's kitchen, and they're going to move these cabinets in after the fair is over.
Hey, Mrs. Dunzing, I believe, in Washington County.
We might tell them a little bit about the cabinets. There's lots of filing space for pie pans and platters and trays and things like that, as well as a specific spot for each piece of equipment. It's a very well-planned kitchen.
How do you like the curtains over there in that Scott County exhibit?
Well, I think they're very nice, Bill. They're glazed chintz. It's a white background with yellow and green flowers on it, and then it has an organdy ruffle. And I also know that those curtains actually came from somebody's home down in Davenport.
Mm-hmm. What about the bathroom display in the Fayette County exhibit? You know, that kind of looks to me like there'd be plenty of room in there.
Well, you know, I think that bathroom is wonderful. I think people spend more time in the kitchen and bathroom than any other room in the house. And I was delighted to see that large bathroom, and there's all kinds of storage space and room for everything. I think it's a wonderful looking bathroom.
Well, I don't know about you, Louise, but I hear something over here in the background. I'm going in and see what's going on here. And my gracious sakes, look what is going on in this next room. Let's pull up and listen. Gracious sakes alive, that was the kitchen band, it says, on some of the utensils that they're wearing here in the Women's and Children's Building Auditorium. I'm sure happy that we got in on this part of the program. I want to call in one of the ladies here. They're all dressed in peppermint stick dresses, and say those hats. Ladies, you should see the hats that these women are wearing. They're the pride and joy, all right. May I ask your name, please?
Mrs. Lloyd Lycan.
Are you the leader of this organization?
I try to be the leader.
Well, you have a mighty fine kitchen band here. This is the first time it's ever been my pleasure to see one, and it was quite a thrill. Where are you folks from?
Audubon, Iowa.
And are you representing your Township Farm Bureau?
Lincoln Township.
How many women? Let's see, there are about 10 or a dozen here,
aren't
there?
There's 11.
How'd you happen to organize a kitchen band?
Well, we thought the girls had the 4-H, and the boys had the 4-H, and the women had to do something in our township.
Well, I think you picked a very worthy project, all right, and one that is highly entertaining. It's been very nice, and being here while you've been broadcasting your little band concert. They're playing on washboards, kettles, little horns, rolling pins, and a big bass drum in the background that looks to me like it's made from a wash boiler. Well, we must run along if we're going to carry on the rest of the program. We started out for the poultry building, Louise, but here we are in the middle of the dairy barn.
Well, I think this is a shortcut, don't you?
Well, that is right. The poultry building is just over here. What do you think of these cows?
Well, I think the cows look pretty good. It also interests me in the unusual names that they have for these different farms. Here's one that's called Steadwell. What do you suppose that means?
Well, I don't know, but that farm belongs to Harry and Robert Luggy of Davenport, Iowa. Let's call in Bob Leggy and find out how they decided on that name. Bob, how about it?
Steadwell is an old Indian name, meaning old homestead, and my folks picked the name out about 25 years ago when they started breeding Guernseys.
That means old homestead, probably that the farm has been in the family name for a good many years.
Yes, the farm has been in the family for five generations.
Is that right? Well, now across the aisle here is another one called Charmay Farms. Let's call in C. Graham Lawyer from Marble Rock and ask him how he decided on that name. How about it, Graham?
A number of years ago when we started this herd of Guernsey cattle, we decided tried to decide on a name for the farm, and my wife's name being May and mine Charles, we combined the two and called it Charmay.
That's very interesting, Bill, but I believe we better get going.
As if we could keep it a secret with all the commotion in the poultry department. Those roosters are crowing, and are they having a fine time? And here Louise Anderson and I are just marveling at this fine chicken in this refrigerated, I guess it's a refrigeration unit. All of these fryers and roasters, aren't those delicious looking?
They look pretty good to me, especially that first fry there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here comes Mr. Whitfield, Extension Poultry Specialist. I'll bet he knew that we were coming in here, and he's going to come over and tell us a little bit about it. Do you give a little lecture tour here, Mr. Whitfield?
Well, sure. We've got a real deal down there in that 69-pound box of chickens that not only will satisfy your taste, but it'll satisfy your stomach in quantity, too.
Well, now, it certainly looks great. This is the Chicken of Tomorrow contest.
This is the Chicken of Tomorrow contest. And you know the winner down there, the roasters that you were talking about down there? Ann Fellows from Malvern took that box. She's the top roaster in the whole group.
Is that right? Well, now, Louise?
I was just going to say, I'm glad to see a woman get the first prize.
You didn't know that was a 4-H woman, did you?
4-H girl, huh?
4-H girl,
oh,
yeah.
Good.
Well, Mr. Whitfield, what was the purpose of this Chicken of Tomorrow contest?
Well, you know, to make it so you like chicken better and more of it. And, of course, have it every day instead of just on Sunday.
Bigger drumsticks and all of that?
No, more white meat against the brown. Of course, The drumstick people, they don't have their tastes very well developed anyway, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now, I don't know about that.
Well, that's a good place for an argument, isn't it?
I guess we could get in an argument with Mr. Whitfield here, all right. Was there any other grand award winners?
Yes, Margaret Martin from down there, Mrs. Margaret Martin from Imogene, took the grand sweepstakes prize in the light roasters.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot to you, Mr. Whitfield.
Say, Bill, there's quite a bit of noise over here, and I'm anxious to get over to the girls' 4-H demonstrations. How do you say?
Well, no sooner said than done.
Well, here we are, Bill. We made that trip in a pretty big hurry, don't you think?
And we certainly picked an ideal spot for our closing feature on our country home program, don't you believe?
Well, as far as samples is concerned, we did.
This is wonderful. Folks, we're backstage in the Girls 4-H demonstration building, and we are right in the midst of the most tasty rolls, cupcakes, breads that you ever saw in your life. I'm going to call into the microphone Elizabeth Smith, who is assistant state 4-H club leader here in Iowa, and ask her just a bit about the girls' demonstration program. Elizabeth, how many counties were eligible to take part in demonstrations this year?
100, Bill. 100 counties. Well, fine. And with all of these nice-looking girls here decked out in their blue uniforms and with all of the fine products they're displaying in their demonstrations, it must be a great thrill for you to work with the girls like that.
That's right, Bill, it is.
Well, now, how many divisions were there in the demonstration contest?
Well, there are four, foods and clothing, home efficiency, and home furnishings.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, we're in the foods division, of course, and Louise, would you like to take the microphone and talk with one of the girls just a little bit about what she and her teammate were doing?
Well, Bill, the first one I want to talk to is Dorothy Crumwitty. Where are you from, Dorothy?
I'm from Bremer County, Waverly.
And what was it you made in your demonstration?
We made whole wheat roll variations.
I think there was another girl with you, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Jeanette Ressler.
Two in every team.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you to tell ladies how you made some of these rolls. What's this particular one over here on the corner?
This roll is the clothespin roll. And it's made by greasing a clothespin and rolling the dough rather thin into a sort of a rope-like and wrapping it around the clothespin. When you get to the bottom, be sure and put the bottom strip across the one next to it so that it'll stay together. And then after they're baked, take the clothespin out.
Well, it looks very interesting. How about the butterfly roll over there?
Well, this is the butterfly, and it's made by cutting a strip of dough and then greasing it, and then rolling it up like a cinnamon roll, and pressing it in the middle with the broad edge of a table knife and putting raisins down the crease and then baking it.
Well, that's real nice. I know they taste good because I sampled them. Bill is in the cupcake department this afternoon and he sampled the cupcakes. Where's your girl, Bill?
Oh, before I turn to this girl that made these cupcakes, I see one of the local 4-H club leaders here. She's from Jasper County and very proud of the demonstration that her girls put on here at the Iowa State Fair. Would you tell us your name, please?
My name is Mrs. J. Otten.
Mrs. Otten, who were the girls on your team?
Wanda Lou Milburn and Marilyn Otten.
And what did they demonstrate?
They demonstrated making a loaf of whole wheat bread.
Well, now I want to call on our little demonstrator from Tama County. Miss, tell us your name, please.
Dorothy Svoboda.
Say, that's a good Irish name, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we know that you're from Cloutier, and we're mighty proud of the girls in that area. We've heard so much of their wonderful, magnificent basketball team down here. By the way, do you play basketball?
No, I don't.
Well, see, you're an exception to the rule from that part of the country. You demonstrated, along with your teammate, the making of cupcakes that I've been sampling here today. Now, I'd like to have you tell our listeners just a little bit about a few of those types.
We made four variations. There were maraschino cherry ones, coconut, the plain, and one with the topping.
Well, I've had an awful hard time trying to decide which one I like best, and it seems that while Louise and I slip out in a few moments to sample some more and make that final decision, that we've just about reached the end of our trail here on our State Fair broadcast. Our time's about up. We want to thank you folks for being with us on this tape-recorded trip around the fairgrounds. And until next Saturday, so long, everybody.